You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. Now, it's time to play What's Up His Butt?
What is it?
To get the answer to that, we'll go to Miami, Florida.
My God.
A 46-year-old Miami man admitted into a Florida hospital for surgery to remove an item from his rectum.
My God.
According to the report, the man entered the operating room in shock, complaining of a week-long abdominal pain and pelvic pain.
So where is this?
Miami.
I got my guess.
Doctors performed a CAT scan of his abdominal area. They found what they appeared to be blank.
Yes.
What else can I tell you here?
Cocaine.
Yeah, another guess.
I don't know if this is drugs. Because he went willingly.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a great point. Conch shell.
Surgery.
They tried to remove it without surgery. They couldn't do that because of too much hard feces.
Oh.
Sorry. And just, reading you the details here.
Flip-flops.
A whole flip-flop in there.
Two of them.
Jet ski.
Okay, so it's a hard no on cocaine, flip-flops, jet ski, and snorkel.
Conch shell?
Not a conch shell. I'll tell you, it was the full item.
The full.
Badminton racket.
Deck of cards. Full deck.
Did pierce part of his large intestine.
Ooh, sharp.
Sharp.
Whole set of knives.
No. 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 Even I'll say no to that. No.
The original run of Transformers.
No.
Action figures.
Too many.
It is a tool.
Screwdriver.
Oh, ding, ding, screwdriver. Ding, ding, Lisa ding, ding, got ding, it.
Whoa. 46-year-old Miami man admitted to a Florida hospital for surgery to remove a full screwdriver from his rectum.
You know what? That's almost as dangerous as just putting a bunch of knives up there. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it'll puncture and pierce.
Is it a Phillips or a flathead?
I don't know, Lise. I don't know.
Phillips would be. It's more tapered.
Yeah. It would hurt more, I think.
Yeah.
Damage more.
Yeah, you're right about that.
What about that square one that you never
There's
need?
A little image of it there.
Oh, God, it's all curly.
That's the end of it.
There's his butthole there.
His butthole, but that's the end of the screwdriver.
And it went in.
Oh, deep, deep, deep.
Jeez.
Did he put it in backwards first?
Oh, that's hard to tell. No, I don't think so.
Well, it went big end first.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, because the big end's way up further than the little
big end. It got all crooked in there.
He lost it.
Yeah. Well, he's been in him for a week.
Do you think they were trying to bend it out of him? Like, how do you bend a screwdriver like that?
I think it was already like that somehow.
Well, because of the hard feces, they couldn't get it out like that, so they had to... first had to drain his right buttock, because he had an abscess form there. Then they had to perform a colostomy, redirect waste into a bag out of his body, get all that hard poop out of him.
Oh, my God.
And then they were able to remove the screwdriver. In his two-week follow-up, he was found to be doing good.
Just get you a dildo.
Maybe you can't afford a dildo.
Get a huge one. They can't be that much money. You can get a dildo.
The cheapest dildo you can get.
You can find dildos dirt cheap.
So you think I can get a dildo as cheap as I could get a screwdriver?
Type in probably not.
Affordable dildo.
Affordable.
Well, why don't I just go on Amazon, I'll search for dildos, and then I'll...
Yeah, sign into James' account.
Do price from, like, you know...
It'll come up already.
Lowest.
Yeah, check his favorite.
Dildo.
What was
that? Dildo.
Now, those have too much, like, plain... I don't know, what do you call it? Just a... No frills, no, go to the...
Look at that first, what's the first thing that came up there? Dildo for men under 20. It's like under 20 or 20 bucks.
That's a starter dildo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
can
anyway,
you
dildo.
Go to the sort by price?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Let's see what's the cheapest you think we can get a dildo for?
$4.
Ooh, that's too low. I'm going to say $9.99.
What's the quartz one?
We'll go back to that.
Oh, quartz one.
$10.98. Looks like it's $10.98.
$11.
You know what? Don't buy that one.
That one's going to slide right.
That one is going in you and
that's
never
a natural
out.
Black crystal massage tool.
Ooh, crystal.
Crystal.
So fancy.
That's going to be slippery with
so
your
the first,
dude.
Like, actual one looks like it's $15.99. So.
Those are like. I bet I could get a cheap one on eBay right now.
He's got nowhere to look. Is this you're looking for here?
Used?
This quartz one?
Yeah, the quartz one. It's the same as that black one.
Yeah. Used. Like don't buy stone. Used.
Oh, there you go. The lieutenant.
The realistic one.
I wonder if you have to. Plastic penis. To see. Because I think these ones are more.
Oh, my.
Whoa, goodness. Whoa. You do a search for plastic penis. Oh, and all sorts of stuff comes up. Oh, God, what is...
That's a crazy site.
It's Amazon.
Oh, Amazon.
This is Amazon sells crazy everything. Site. Oh, my God, look at that fake turd you can buy.
$5, affordable.
My God. Nasty.
Nasty.
I mean, everyone knows you can just buy a zucchini or...
Is dildo the wrong word we're looking for?
I'm almost thinking...
Like, what are we looking for? What should we be searching for?
I think it's a dildo.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but see, when I do dildo, it brings up, like, electric.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, the expert's not here.
The guy is, like, mentally ill,
James
so that's why
or something.
James screwdriver.
I feel like you could take an ancient dildo into James, and he'd be, like, one of those antique road shows.
I guarantee, someone brought it in, they're like, I have to go ask my expert. He's the one they call in.
Right, he comes in, he's like, well, you see, that mark right there means it's real.
Yeah. See, but you can get a screwdriver at a dollar store.
Yes.
You can't get a dildo at a dollar store. So if someone's desperate to put something up their ass, and they only have a dollar.
That's true.
Would it be called, like, a massager?
But it doesn't massage.
I know what it does.
Just like a fake penis, right? Is that what I'm looking for?
Fake penis. And horny goat weed is really...
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Cross-dressing
shorts.
Oh,
my God.
They're cross-dressing shorts.
That's a Buffalo Bill special there. Did you see that?
I love
that's
it.
Fake vagina underwear for your...
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I also get trunk in my junk.
Could have saved me a lot of trouble if I would have known about the old...
Whoa.
Goodness gracious. Look at the size of that.
That's $36, though.
Human organ model.
Look at those fake boobies.
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that they don't have like a super cheap one for people.
For dudes who want to appear to be ladies, it hides their junk and makes it look like they've got camel toe.
Yep.
There he is. Our
Holy smokes.
Here. Ask James.
James, while you were gone.
Yeah, you guys trying to find discount dildos?
Yeah, discount.
What's
the cheapest you think you can get one for?
Well, Geek App with shipping, you're probably looking at like $3, $4.
Yeah, but you got to wait for
that, right? You got to wait almost 2 weeks. Yeah,
I think if you want something up your ass, you want it up your ass now.
I know, but you got to plan it. You got to plan it for $3.
Depending on how brave you are, anything can really be a dildo.
Exactly.
Jason the Jew said dollar store dildos could be our big mouth Billy Bass. We could make a killing. If we get our dildos into dollar stores...
Dollar store dildos?
Like, I'll if we get them produced for 50 for 25 cents, say.
You can buy them in bulk and get them for probably that price.
They're not
anything fancy, just a phallic plastic object.
Because people are just looking for stuff to put up them.
No one gets cancer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Class action lawsuit for cancer.
Dollar store
cancer.
Dildos.
Yeah, because if they're made
out
of.
You butt cancer.
If they're made out of some of the plastic that. Like, I've got some toys that came from China.
Yeah.
And they smell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll give you some.
Oh, yeah, that smell.
That plastic smell. And you just know it's poison. You can't put that anywhere near you.
It's totally death.
Now with less lead.
Yeah, I bought like a Tron disc, of course. And it smells so bad. Whatever room you're in, you'll smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how strong it is.
Oh, there's no official, like, American-made Tron discs?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You'd have to pay a fortune for that.
Oh, yeah, man, could you imagine?
Yeah.
A made-in-the-USA Tron disc?
Can you imagine the press conference? Hi, good evening, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for being here with us. We do apologize that our dollar store dildos caused butt cancer.
Yeah. Well, they
will. We accept responsibility, and we'll be helping America's
asses. We wipe out half of our listeners.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, my God, they all died.
They all died. No one's listening anymore.
We lost 400,000 listeners.
We thought that we had the perfect plan. We talk up butt stuff. And then we'd watch all the cards
fall.
Yeah,
like we got so rich from all the sales of the dollar.
So greedy.
But then everyone just died, and then we got sued, and they took everything. And then we had a podcast.
A little glimpse into the future.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we just stopped it right here. Nope. As Jason said, Lisa's good quality control.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we just got to get, made in America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it'd be so scary because James would be the first one that got sick.
Yeah.
Because he'd be our product tester.
Oh.
And then you guys would know to abandon ship.
James has ass cancer. He's got the worst case of ass cancer the scientists have ever seen.
Yeah.
Hilariously
he
horrible.
Is our canary in a coal mine.
James is in a plastic bag now, attached to his stomach.
Your beehole is our canary in a coal mine.
Sorry, James.
The scientists are baffled. Okay. I've never seen anything like it.
This is my favorite quote ever. Abandon ship. James has ass cancer.
That's a great Forrest Gump. I take the bullet for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, right in the ass.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Abandon ship.
I'm just saying, for everything that you're going to go through for putting a screwdriver up there, you can wait 2 weeks, buy the $3 poisonous
one. You can't wait 2 weeks. I don't think you understand. That's
like
why people shove
passion play.
Whatever they have nearby, that's why they shove it up their ass. They can't wait. They've got a an itching for a pounding.
Yeah.
And so they've got to get something up there. So it's whatever they can get their hands
on. Kind of like when you're watching porn that, you know, you probably shouldn't be pleasuring yourself to, but you're like, you know what?
It's just, I don't know
then
why.
You immediately regret, you know, what you just did to yourself with that
point. Every time.
Anyway, the student in Miami who shoved the screwdriver up there where the sun don't shine, and it got stuck and pierced his intestines, and
he's
going to be
okay. Abscess in his butt too.
Ooh. He's going to be all right.
Butt abscess. Oh my!
Believe it or not, he's going to be fine. So good news, they got it out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, I am so thankful my mom wasn't a dirty whore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like my mom didn't try and sleep with my buddies.
No.
My dad didn't try and sleep with my girlfriends.
She was too busy.
I didn't have parents like that.
Your dad kept her going, dude.
All right. This unfortunate woman in California can't say the same about her mom.
Mm.
A California mother sobbed this week when she was sentenced to 4 years in the slammer for having sex with both of her daughter's teen boyfriends. Both of them.
Mm.
Jeez.
Coral Little's tears did little to appease the families of the victims, who issued statements bashing the predator mom in court this week. They said, "Your name will always be equated with being a sex offender because that is now what defines you." The boys were freshmen in high school when they were targeted by this 42-year-old woman over 1 week between September 27th and October 4th, 2 years ago. She got her daughter's one-time boyfriends, plied them with alcohol and cigars, would meet them in parks, parking lots, even pick them up from their homes and drive them to her house for raunchy sex sessions. One of them, though, had enough and finally went to the cops.
You think they were both doing it like at the same time?
Well, it was like sequential boyfriends, right? So
yeah, but in a 1 week period, though, she did all this.
God.
In a 1 week period.
I'm thinking she got them all at the same time and...
This guy who went to the cops said he felt bad shaking her husband's hand knowing what he was doing with her.
Mm. Oh, she was married.
Do they have a picture of this?
Yeah, there's her mugshot right there. She pleaded guilty back in March to 21 felony counts, including unlawful sexual intercourse, oral copulation, and contacting a minor for sex. In addition to her jail sentence, she will have to register as a sex offender for life. Her daughter did not appear in court.
No.
Her husband did, though?
It doesn't mention that. It just says her daughter did not appear in court.
Oh, God.
Poor daughter.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Your mom sleeps with both of your boyfriends. I mean, one of them must have been an ex, unless she was had two.
Well, was it the same? So it was the same girl. It wasn't two different
daughters. That's what I thought too.
I thought it was two daughters at first. So
well,
the daughter
had.
The daughter might have been dating two guys at one time too.
Or one's an ex and one was recurrent.
Right. Or she might have been.
Or she
just like
been.
Mom.
Yeah. She the whore genes do sometimes fall from the whore tree. God.
We don't know that though.
We don't. Absolutely not. It could have just been she was an innocent bystander, had nothing to do with this, and just had dated one guy, broke up with him, and was dating another guy.
Yeah.
And mom went after both. Because mom is a disaster.
Yeah. Yikes.
My dad's just going to have all kinds of names for that lady for the rest of time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how's Voldehort? I don't have any more.
No, that was a good one. That was solid.
Good enough.
Yeah. Voldehort. But again, bottom line is, just be thankful if your parents weren't whores.
Yeah.
You know? That's something to take away. Something to make you feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go through anything like
that. It's one of the worst things you could ever do. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Terrible. Sleep with your kids.
It's one of the worst things you could ever do.
Well, I could think of some worse stuff. I mean, it's not great, but there's some other stuff that's.
Well, yeah, besides like murdering somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure this is how most women would react if they knew that their husband was having sex with another man.
I'd be fine with it.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. That's not what this is here. The headline is totally wrong.
What?
It's actually another woman. But anyway, I'm not sure how most women would react if they caught their guy having sex with another woman. This woman reportedly set up a hidden video camera in her husband's bedroom and recorded him having sex with another woman and then used the recording to try and get money out of him.
Mm. Wait a second. So she caught her guy cheating and she was like, well, I'm not going to do the normal stuff like bite it off or
I'm gonna
burn you.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till you do it again. I'm going to tape it. Then I'm going to try and get money out of you.
Yeah.
Mm.
50-year-old Shirley Ann Palmer is in jail on suspicion of second-degree extortion, fourth-degree assault, and two counts of voyeurism. Though they were separated, this woman and her husband were still living together. They each had their own room. She was upset that her husband was sleeping with another woman in the house, which is kind of distasteful.
A little awkward.
Unbeknownst to her husband, though, she put up a camera under a hat on the headboard in his room. Without their knowledge, she activated it and recorded him having sex with this other woman in the bedroom. The couple eventually discovered the camera when it fell off the headboard.
Mm.
He disconnected the camera and kept it. She became upset, demanded the camera back. And the husband said, okay, fine, you'll get the camera back, but you have to delete that recording. She instead tried to use the recording to get information from him, to get money out of him. That led to an argument, and then she beat the crap out of him.
Oh, wow.
She's now paying the price for all of that.
I wonder if when he caught him, if he was like, surely you can't be serious.
Possibly.
Another
airplane.
Yes.
Airplane.
Movie reference.
Yep.
Possibly.
Yes.
Could have went down that way. So I guess her threat would have been, I'm going to show this to all your family, friends, your coworkers, your, you know, whatever.
She would have got more if it was a guy, though.
She would have.
Yeah,
she would
absolutely. Yeah, like,
unless he's got something to hide.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. She's looking for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not what you hear. Most of the time, people are super mad, not like thinking like, man, this is just a good money-making opportunity, but...
Mm.
You know,
yeah, they generally don't try and bribe them,
no,
or extort them, sorry, with it. They just try and divorce them with it,
yeah,
get money the legal way in the courts.
Shirley,
old Shirley.
Yep.
I looked for a picture of Shirley, could not find her, even though she's been arrested. I can't,
it's such a crazy name,
it is
Shirley.
It's an old school name.
It's a aunt. It's the
aunt. Yeah.
I had an aunt.
I think everybody had an aunt Shirley.
Not me,
I didn't,
yeah.
That's Ireland. Ireland had different names.
Oh, yeah. I had an Aunt Shirley.
I had an Aunt Winifred.
Aunt Winifred?
Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
And an Uncle Mervyn.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Mervyn's kind of a common name. I've never heard of Winifred.
Well, she goes by Winnie.
Winnie. Yeah, I guess Winnie.
All right, we're off to China now. Remember we had the story about a woman who was selling students fake notes so they could get out of school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She looked like a mask.
This teacher in China, doing things a little bit differently, the teacher at a private school in China's Inner Mongolia region, actually bought a fake tuberculosis diagnosis online so he could take a longer vacation.
That's going far.
I got TB.
Are you serious?
TB. Can't come back. Got to stay in Reverie, Arizona.
The teacher, identified only as Mr. Du, reportedly paid about $67, $470 of his dollars, for a fake chest scan and doctor's diagnosis on the internet, both of which showed that he was suffering from a bad case of tuberculosis, a serious and highly contagious pulmonary disease. He presented the documents to his employer, saying, listen, I'm going to have to take more time off.
Yeah.
That allowed him to prolong his China's National Day vacation.
Oh. They get one day.
Yeah, they get 2 days for TB.
It's National Day here in China.
What he didn't think of is that because tuberculosis is so contagious,
yeah,
the school had to pay for medical checkups for all of his students.
Uh-oh.
To make sure they hadn't contracted the disease as well.
Oh, bye.
Mm-hmm.
And as luck would have it, or rather bad luck would have it, two of the students tested positive for tuberculosis.
Oh, man.
It's China, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't test for that.
Different,
no.
Inner Mongolia, China.
Yeah.
It's not even
private school.
Shocked by the news that some of his students actually tested positive for TB, he went online again. He paid another $45 for another diagnosis, this one showing he no longer had the disease. Only parents didn't believe him this time around, as the condition requires months of antibiotics and treatments to cure. So they forced him to go undergo a third testing at a hospital with someone present. And that showed, well, this guy never had tuberculosis to begin
with. Never, yeah.
Caught out in the lie. Who apparently, this dude, very popular with students at the school. He tried to cover it up again. That made people even more suspicious. He admitted, though, yes, okay, fine. I chose it as a fake diagnosis to get some extra time off. He didn't know how serious it was. It's unclear whether he'll be allowed to keep his job.
They feed him to tigers?
Yeah, he's gone.
Not that I know of. They don't say that in the story.
Yeah, but you get to keep your job. Come with us.
Go pet those bears.
Yeah. Give them a keys.
Yeah.
If you can kiss that bear on the mouth, you can keep your job.
You get to go home.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, so we've talked on the show at length about porn addictions and the negative impacts it's having on guys' boners.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Guys are, from a younger age, addicted to porn. They end up programming themselves only to get aroused and stimulated watching porn. And when they're with an actual human with a vagina or whatever parts they like,
yep,
they can't perform.
Mm-hmm.
So now people are catching on to this, and now there's a new app for all the guys struggling with porn addiction.
Oh, man. I wondered of like why in the world this would work, but now I get it.
Yeah, kind of like a diet app that tells your friends that you've cheated on your diet.
Yeah.
This app tells your friends when you're watching porn so they can help stop.
Wow. You guys have getting so many notifications.
Oh my God.
Oh, Chuck.
I'd have to turn off notifications.
Especially like,
I'm too busy.
Because just like, you know, like my Weight Watchers app. Like if you guys are locked into that, and yeah, I still pay for it, and but I haven't followed it for months and months and months. So you guys would be like, oh my God, he's eating Halloween candy right now nonstop.
Yeah. Just, boop, boop, I don't use the social aspect of the Weight Watchers.
I never did either.
I'm not going to take those before and after pictures.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Share my journey, my fat journey.
I will say this. I think with my mom, the doing stuff in front of people
She did the meetings or whatever?
Yeah, she did the meetings. I think that, it helped her because it's like you're accountable to, like, and people get to see it.
Mm-hmm. It's you hard know. To cheat when you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
So it's called Covenant Eyes. CovenantEyes.com is their website. They say,
we just want to watch what you're watching.
Here at
Covenant Eyes.
Oh, no.
Here's that.
Didn't think about that part of it.
This is our app we've just made.
Just think of our eyes as the eyes of like Jesus.
Jesus looking down on you.
Jesus always watching you jerk it.
If you can handle jerking off in front of Jesus and us.
Yes. We may need access to your camera, too.
No, we do. 100%.
And we're not going to use
and
that.
Your microphone.
We're definitely not going to put that in some filing cabinet deep in the south.
Definitely not going to spend hours watching it.
No way.
Here's what they say. You can partner up to defeat porn. By the way, any guys listening would use this app. Is your porn addiction so bad you'd like to let your friends know you're watching it so they can help you stop? Reach out. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. So they say, partner up to defeat porn. Your allies will receive comprehensive reports of your screen activity.
Detailed breakdown,
just seeing everything.
Everything you're into, all of the types.
Different stuff you're doing with your
vagina. Oh, God. Naked. Got a little stomach flu.
Women. Oh, my God.
They say that will lessen your temptation to look at porn. Then they say life-changing conversations will happen. Through meaningful conversations, your friends will be there to pick you up when you fall down, cheer you on when you succeed. Yay, hey, Chuck, you didn't watch porn today.
Exactly. Or maybe we just say, hey, you're watching porn right now, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
What are you watching?
Just tell us about
it. What is it?
In great detail so I can write it down and put on a bustier.
What are you showing? Oh,
put on a bustier.
You're not aroused right now, are you? Go ahead and take a picture of that. Why don't you prove it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it does get into detail here. This is some of the things they do. They monitor your screens. Our software periodically captures screenshots of your screen activity and stores them securely.
That's right.
So securely, so snug.
Artificial intelligence analyzes those screenshots in your device for explicit imagery.
Got it.
It rates the images, blurs them to protect your privacy, then prioritizes them based on content, and then a report of concerning activity. Another activity is sent to your friends.
I love when a report comes down.
Wouldn't it be insane to grab your buddy's phone, put this on it?
It's expensive as hell, dude.
Oh, is it really?
$15.99 a month.
Is it a month?
That looks like it.
How much?
I thought it was just like a one-time fee.
Oh, maybe it is a one-time fee. I just saw $15.99. A month.
Oh, a month. Oh, my God.
Per month.
That's a lot of money.
Let's see what this is. You have something there, Lisa?
Oh, it just gets bad reviews as far as the way the app works. You know, like it's
not great. Doesn't even do what it says it does.
It just kills battery, like stuff like that.
Well, it's taking screenshots every 5 minutes of your phone every time you're doing something and just storing it for two creepy guys.
Why would you let someone do that?
Yes. I don't know.
Let's see here if there's see what they say in a little commercial.
Screen accountability monitors your device by frequently capturing screenshots of your activity. Our artificial intelligence analyzes those screenshots for explicit imagery. But don't worry,
be a Russian
the images
thing.
Are blurred to protect your privacy. Any concerning screenshots are compiled together into a report, along with a sample of other screenshots that show typical activity, which we send to a friend of your choosing.
Oh my God. We just send it to your friends and ours.
Once we get them, we share it amongst a certain group of upstanding
Christian
Christians. Every superhero has strengths and weaknesses.
Scorch Man.
Strength, fire. Weakness, fire extinguishers.
What in hell?
Strength always land.
I don't know. Let's get to the porn.
Is he gone? Yeah, think of Pornonite like an alluring purple rock. Why, this stuff was so intoxicating. I found myself looking at it more and more.
That's
I hated the way it made me
This is how porn.
So hopeless. For years, no matter what I did, I couldn't get away from it. Finally, I realized, even though I'm the strongest man in the world, I wasn't strong enough to quit porn alone.
So this is Superman becoming addicted to porn.
Yes, and Pornonite is his
kryptonite.
Yes.
I'm the guy that got hired to play the porn addicted guy.
Hold on a second, guys. I've got a video idea.
You do?
Think of this.
Well, do share with the... Let me take off my cute little shoes.
Okay. Kick those things off, because here's my idea. Ready?
Yeah.
We get a very handsome man.
Yes, just so handsome, chiseled.
Handsome, chiseled.
Chiseled features.
We put him in a Superman suit.
I'm liking where this is going.
Okay, he is strong. We make him lift things and fight crime and just use his powers.
Oh, he's got
maybe
powers.
Maybe he lifts a man, carries him out of a... burning building or something.
Jeez, just a hero.
Right? But then...
Somebody
can relate
to. But then,
all of a sudden, he's addicted to pornos.
Pornography?
That's right. And he's watching all sorts of...
like naked women.
Yeah.
Girls in...
doing stuff.
I get you. I see what you're going to say.
And he loses all his powers.
He loses his powers.
But then he finds us.
That is brilliant.
And shake loose all those feelings and porn.
I'm going to take my lingerie off, put on some normal clothes. I'm going to go get this done.
There's the Covenant Eyes guys there for you. Okay, we have someone who actually has used the app joining us.
Hey,
did
good
you
morning.
Enjoy our app?
Penis.
Penis to you, sir.
You. Why did you get the app? You have a big porn problem?
No. Me and my kids' mom were going through like a counseling with our church.
Okay.
And she had a problem with me using porn, but I don't only use it once a week, twice a week.
Well, Jesus, don't like that.
Okay, and so
hell no.
Did the church suggest that you use this app?
Yeah. Well, it was basically so that I wouldn't be on like hookup websites anymore.
Oh, wow. So they were who was getting the reports of what you were looking at?
Right here.
Her and the pastor would both see.
The pastor would see too? Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll be just a second in here. Y'all can come in as soon as I let you know, okay? Almost ready for it. I'm pulling on my garments.
Stop it, boys.
Oh my. Stars and garters.
So, Chris, having a hell of a time of picking out an outfit.
Just trying to save some souls. Hold on.
Chris, do you looked at some bad stuff during the time they were monitoring your phone?
No, I used a proxy to go around it, and they found out about that, too.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You figured a way to cheat the app.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
All right, man. Is it done now, though? Is that over with?
No. Me and her are back together, but, you know, she's putting out more, so there's no porn.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good to hear. What a weird situation, though. The pastor would recommend
you download
the porn.
It's not that weird at all. It's normal.
We do have another guy who has used this app.
Hi.
Voice changing technology. Oh. As we go to Anonymous. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you've used this Covenant Eyes app that lets people know what porn you're watching and when you're watching it.
Is your name Theodore?
No.
Okay. Wrong guy.
Go ahead.
That's okay. We're looking at reports.
Okay. Just so hoping. What? First of all, what made you look this app up? Did you have an addiction?
I did. My wife caught me one too many times.
Okay. So it was causing a problem in your marriage.
Yes.
And you found about this app online, and did she suggest it, or is it something you suggested?
Oh, she forced it on me for sure.
She forced it on you. And so it would share your porn reports with just her?
Yes. And it was pretty detailed reports. Like, if you go to a site, like, she called me up and said, hey, I found some Asian stuff on your phone. And I said, I don't look at anything Asian. And she showed me the pictures that came up on the report. So it was like pulling background pop-ups and everything that came up from going to other random sites. And there was a lot of explaining on already a big problem. So at first, because it's been around for years, I've had it since 2012. And I only recently canceled it because it got too complicated.
Wow, you had it on your phone for that long,
that's
dude.
Right, Dave.
Now, did you have any slip-ups? Did you have moments when you actually did look at porn and she found out about it?
No, you just find a secondary porn phone and then you're around the whole thing.
Secondary porn phone? I got to get a burner porn phone?
Get around, a workaround.
Dude, that seems like so you never once slipped up on your actual phone.
For the most part, because I'm a pretty conniving kind of person that I could I find ways to work around it, and I called them up saying that I was checking it out for my wife's phone so I could go and figure out how to erase it off of my phone, and there was ways of working it around.
Yeah, it's just such a crazy thing to sign up for, like, to me. I mean,
and you paid like $16 a month for someone to monitor all your phone stuff.
At first, years ago, it was only like $10 a month, and every so often they would increase it by a couple of bucks, and then just you just didn't think about it. It was just a monthly bill.
Okay, so this seems like a really bad idea, but would you recommend it to someone who's actually trying to quit porn, or absolutely not?
I would recommend it because it did keep me accountable, and I see no problems with it.
But you bought a jerk-off phone.
That it costs so much money.
You bought a jerk-off phone on the side.
I think to me, if I really want to watch porn, there's nothing you can put on my phone that's going to stop me.
You'll see it.
I will get through it. I mean, counseling is what I would say you should probably go to, just skip the old app.
So where are you now? Is it still a big problem in your life?
No, it's really not, because there's a certain level of paranoia that comes on, and you get rid of the porn phone, and you just deal with the fact and just have more sex with your wife.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, if you can have sex with somebody, that is a fairly decent fix for porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it is.
All right, dude, thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Used it for years.
That's right, Dave.
But then had to get
trying to hide from us than Jesus.
Come on, try it, David.
Did somebody go to Boost Mobile?
Yeah, that's right. Little extra burner phone. Somebody we can tell that too.
Walmart maybe and get themselves one of them cheap little phones.
You think Jesus isn't going to know about that?
His eyes have seen.
Someone said wives are going to start using this app to watch husbands. I'm sure there's already apps out there that can do stuff like that.
It's not just watching you watch porn.
It's filming.
It's watching your every move, guys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're letting them in.
You're giving them permission to look at everything.
Letting them in.
This woman said, "Told my husband about the link between porn and erectile dysfunction because of your show. We had been unsuccessfully trying to conceive for years. After he learned this information, he took it seriously. 2 months later, I'm finally expecting our first child, all thanks to you guys."
Oh, hey.
Congrats.
Yeah.
We helped you guys F each other better.
Yeah. So it's a Christian-based app.
Seems like it. Yeah.
It's for Christians to monitor
people are
Christians.
Claiming that they're designed by, they're not saying this one is, but that's what they're. Someone said my husband used to use Covenant Eyes, but there are ways around it. It's only going to help if you're serious about defeating the addiction. Like any addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's for suspicious girlfriends to pay and download onto their boyfriend's phone and select themselves as the recipient. You'd probably get notifications on your own phone, too, though, to try and prevent that. I'm sure you would.
You shouldn't have to go that far.
No, you shouldn't. If you have to go that far, go.
Just no,
go.
Like, here's the thing. Porn, I do believe, can be an addiction the same way gambling can be or anything like that. But no app is going to stop you from gambling. No app is going to stop you from watching porn. You need to go and talk to somebody and work out real ways to overcome issues, and you're gonna have setbacks and you're gonna have all those things that everyone else has.
Those are like dopamine based addictions.
Yeah,
it's not like a physical dependency like methamphetamine or cocaine or
it's a habit based. Yeah.
Someone said the app should text your mother to call you right away. Would you be more disturbed of your mother finding out about your porn watching or your lady?
Well, I do this show, so my mom knows all about my porn.
Yeah, well, you're in habits. You're in a different situation.
Hey, mom.
I guess.
How you doing? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I guess
they do.
This is not the average group of guys.
No,
but I think some guys would be more upset with their mom knowing.
It'd be strange to have your mom know. I
right.
would assume.
Yep.
Well, it'd be weird if she brings it up at the family gatherings. So I noticed you're into a different porn site now. You're not into big round booties anymore. You're into MILF Hunter.
That's interesting. Yes, I changed my tune. I just think it's wild that this is possibly something that someone designed and that certain pastors are then bringing it to their congregation and being like, I've got this idea for everybody.
Time to save some souls.
Yeah. You send it to your girl and to me. Mm. I will monitor it also.
I'm going to check, make sure everything is on the up and up.
Yep.
That's kind of what happened, right? That pastor told that guy he had to download it.
I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. You just hold on. Give me about 7.5 minutes and I'll see you in my office here once I review all these
dirty, dirty pictures you were up to.
Describe your body when you're in that state.
What are you thinking about when you're all riled up downstairs? Riled up. What is the size you're dealing with?
When you're riled up? All right, Pastor.
Too much. Lord.
Florida's effed up coming up right now.
Yeah.
What did a Florida man do when he was on vacation in Colombia? Let's get to that.
Man, Florida's effed up.
Florida man's a thing for a reason, right? Apparently, too, a Florida man will still be a Florida man, even if he's in a different country.
Oh, you can't take the Florida out of the man.
You can't.
You can just take the man out of Florida.
Right.
I love the headline of this Colombian news article. Gringo loco!
Gringo loco!
Gringo loco!
Florida!
Florida man steals taxi from airport, runs over two Colombians, nearly lynched by angry mob.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah.
Gringo loco!
Yeah. Gringo loco.
Colombia's Attorney General's office has announced charges against John Joseph Giannino, who is accused of stealing a taxi from the international airport while the driver was waiting on a fare. During his escape, he crashed into several vehicles. He ran over two people and then crashed into a ditch. Shots were fired by police at the suspect as he fled the airport in the taxi. Once stopped in the ditch, other taxi drivers and witnesses attempted to lynch the man. Police had to step in and try and save his life.
Right at the end, I bet.
There's some video of this here that...
He destroyed
it. Oh, he destroyed that. There they are. Some of them are trying to strangle him.
Oh, boy.
With his shirt. Others are trying to get his feet. They're trying to yank him out. Then they take him to a hospital here and try and interview him. He's charged with theft, personal injury to others, and damage to property. He is from Palm Beach, Florida. He's already faced a couple of issues there, but apparently he also resided in Detroit before moving to Palm Beach.
Oh, man.
So he's truly Detroit man.
Yeah. Detroit, Florida man.
Detroit, Florida man. Detroit, Florida man.
There are many of those.
Double Detroit, the superpowers.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, there are.
There's a lot of them.
He, I guess, was attempting to get himself deported because he had no money to get home. That was his plan.
Oh.
Hey, send me on a plane back to Florida. I'm going to steal a taxi and kill a couple people.
You have a problem with a man named John Joseph Jingleheimer Schmidt.
A gringo loco.
Gringo loco.
Killing.
They're not sending him back to Florida quite yet. He's going to have to...
not going
to
make it, is he?
Do some time in Colombia, I think.
Imagine doing time in Colombia. Night-night.
No. It's not a nice.
Night-night.
He just work in the cocaine mines?
In the coke mines, going down, down, down. There's his picture right there. They did mess him up a little bit. I think that was the...
Put on your trash bag and a smile.
That is what you wear now.
Florida man goes to Colombia. Mm.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.